you wanted to catch a train, where would you go?
Well, I'd go to the depot.
If you wanted to take a bus?
Go to the bus station.
If you wanted to find the city hall or the courthouse, what do you call the place where that is?
Well, you mean where the sets?
Mm-hmm.
Well, ours is in the east part of town down there.
On the...
About the middle of the town. Where ours.
Would you call that block anything special?
Oh, it's about three blocks down, we'd say. Mm-hmm. That's about what it is, about three blocks down from Main Street. That's where, if I was telling you, I'd say go... I'd say, Robert, you go down about three, in the middle of Main Street, I'd say you go down about three blocks east.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll go right straight down to the courthouse.
The courthouse sits on the...
Right about the middle.
Is this a square, or...?
Well, what do you call that way? This sits in the square. I don't believe it's called a square. It's just down there, you know, but it's all surrounded. You go around it after you get down there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I was down by Alice, Oklahoma, one time. But their courthouse sits right in the middle of the square down at Alice's.
Mm-hmm.
In the town built around it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This one's down in the resident district here, Fairview.
Mm-hmm. When were you in Alice's?
Well, it's been quite a while since we've been there. That was a nice town.
Yeah. Boy, it's changed in the last 10 years.
Oh, well, I bet I wouldn't know if I'd go down there again. It's grown a bit half.
Yeah, at least. New buildings all over the place. What do you call the town where the courthouse is located?
Well, it'd be the county building, you know.
County seat, or?
Yeah, the county seat, that's what it is. It's a county seat town. Then you get to see the Fairview's county seat town.
If this was, let's say it's a lot, and you didn't want to walk around it, you wanted to go from here to here, you say you'd do what?
Go across it.
Mm-hmm.
You cut off across it.
What sort of public transportation did they have in Oklahoma City about 30 years ago?
Oh, they used to have them, you used to ride them electric... Buses, or what was that? No, streetcars, what they used to ride down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, streetcar.
If you were on one of those and the bell was broken and your street came up, what would you tell the conductor?
Well, I'd have to tell him to stop one, don't I? I'd tell him to let me off a certain place.
Mm-hmm. And Washington, D.C. is the seat of the federal...
Yeah, government.
Mm-hmm. And between 1861 and 1865, the North and the South were in the...
Civil War.
And the armies did what?
Well, they fought one another. Sure did.
What does your wife call that?
Well, the North against the South. They a lot of both, you know.
I was just wondering if they had a different term in Louisiana.
You know it's kind of prejudice yet.
Confederate War, the war between the states?
You know, it's still in the North and South, you know, it's still a prejudice yet.
Mm-hmm.
They call them up this way, damn Yankees.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need, it's still a prejudice, no kidding. I get tickled. This here, Hartshaw, he's down in Jackson, Tennessee, and that's where we sit and got two sows, Jack sows, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he'll go up here to these eastern states and have them spotlight sells them registered Pony Chinese. You know, they got in for another yet. He writes to Jack, and Jack used to call up and talk one of those over the phone, you know, and he called them damn Yankees up there. Yes, it's a prejudice yet against the North and the South.
But in Oklahoma, it's all right.
It's all right. Now, we'd be, Robert, ain't we kind of the South here in Oklahoma?
Yeah, we're sort of both.
Yeah, that's it. We're just between up here in Oklahoma. But we don't seem to be no prejudice up here at all.
No.
Don't even hear none.
Sometimes some people have a little professional prejudice.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
think they're going to be Southerners.
Yeah.
So
Robert, this way we were just talking, how'd you stay out of the colored people?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't had much to do with them. Out in California, I never thought anything about it.
Yeah. Now, I like Bertha, my wife. She's raised in Louisiana, you know, and quite a few colored, but she kind of likes colored people, you know. So they just never did have no trouble with them right there, you know. They talk the French language. But it's a lot of them people sound so prejudiced against them.
Yeah. I taught up north once. Up there I had a colored